from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Tuesday, May 26th, 2026. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Kate Burdett. In central Ohio, Brian Wilson, the man who fatally shot a Morrow County sheriff's deputy, was sentenced to life in prison today, exactly 1 year after the shooting occurred. ONN's Tracy Townsend in Columbus has the story.
An emotional and packed courtroom today as the man who shot and killed a sheriff's deputy 1 year ago was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Now, this sentencing comes as Brian Wilson pleaded guilty to 14 counts, including aggravated murder and the death of Deputy Daniel Scherer. By pleading guilty, the death penalty was taken off the table for Wilson. He now faces life in prison without parole. Prosecutors say on this day last year, Deputy Scherer was responding to a domestic dispute when Wilson opened fire. Scherer was 31 years old.
In Northeast Ohio, the unexpected death of an elementary school teacher forced a school closure today. More from ONN's Dave Chadowski.
Lamond Elementary School closed today following the sudden death of a fourth grade teacher. Yesterday, Superintendent Dr. David Glasner confirmed that Najee Hardaway has died. Hardaway, who played basketball for the College of Worcester, was just 26 years old and a Shaker Heights graduate himself. Records show that he passed away at university hospitals. However, a cause of death is unknown at this time.
Authorities are trying to figure out the identity of a body found in the Maumee River in Toledo on Sunday. ONN's Michael Sandlin has details.
Investigators say kids were fishing between the docks and International Park, and one of them snagged something in the water. At first, they thought they hooked a log, but as they reeled it closer, they realized it was a body. The Toledo Fire and Rescue Department says it appears the body has been in the water for, quote, weeks. The identity of the person has not been released, and authorities have not said how the person ended up in the water.
A Northeast Ohio healthcare system is launching something unique with long-term implications. More from ONN's Meredith Garfalo.
The Cleveland Clinic has announced the creation and funding of a new space health center. The initiative is in partnership with NASA and the International Space University under the direction of the clinic's Dr. Kenneth Mayuga. The specialized facility will research, educate, and provide clinical care, focusing on how space travel and microgravity affect the human cardiovascular system. It also creates a pipeline for doctoral, medical, and postdoctoral scholars to enter space medicine-related fields necessary in the future.
Tick bite emergency room visits are surging in Southeast Ohio, prompting a federal warning. ONN's Brianna Albizu has the story.
The Center for Disease Control has issued an official warning about tick bites this year. Ohio has seen an explosion of Lyme disease cases, jumping from 40 cases in 2010 to over 2,800 cases annually. Belmont, Jefferson, Licking, and Muskingum counties with some of the highest numbers. Now, a two-week course of antibiotics can usually abates the symptoms. Left untreated could lead to serious long-term health issues and can even be fatal. Repellents, protective clothing, and showers are recommended.
And the Cleveland Ballet is teaming up with the Akron Art Museum for an evening of dance under the stars. Here's ONN's Danita Harris.
The outdoor performance happens Saturday with festivities getting underway at 6 p.m. and dancers taking the stage at 7. Guests will get to see excerpts from the classic ballet Swan Lake, followed by other notable pieces. Tickets start at just $30 for lawn seating. Akron Art Museum members will get a $10 discount, and tickets are available now through both the Cleveland Ballet and Akron Art Museum.
Thanks to our television affiliates WKYC in Cleveland, WBNS in Columbus, and WTOL in Toledo for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Kate Burdett on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.